While he admits there are times he'd like to go faster, Governor Rick Scott says he decided to listen to the advice of opponents to the measure and veto the speed limit bill.
I was at a funeral last week for Trooper Chelsea Richards. I heard from Trooper Todd Cloud, and he asked me during the funeral, asked me to veto that bill. I've heard from sheriffs around the state and other law enforcement asking me to veto the bill. I'm going to stand with law enforcement, and I want everybody to stay safe. I don't want anybody to be injured, so I'm going to veto that bill.
Passions ran high before the measure cleared the full legislature and even passed the House in a close vote of 58 to 56. The bill would have allowed the Florida Department of Transportation officials to raise the maximum and minimum speeds on certain highways only after they've done a study. On his Twitter account, St. Petersburg Republican Senator Jeff Brandis says he's proud of the bipartisan support his bill received and looks forward to continuing the discussion next year. His co-sponsor was Lake Worth Democratic Senator Jeff Clemens. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.